Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I can't believe it, but this is like the last live program of 2021. Weird, but we're on Christmas Day next week, so there you go. So give us a call at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetsoFinancial.net. You know, it is interesting. Volatility's kind of come back, right? I mean, it's just volatile. The market's up, market down. We're worried about inflation. And always the question really is, what do you do? How do you position for inflation? Right? I mean, natural. Great question. I don't know. Don't know. Because the idea that you're just going to dump it into gold seems like a reasonable idea. How's gold been doing as inflation has ticked up and up and up and up, and everybody's talking about it? It's very well known. Inflation's coming. Inflation's here. More's coming. It's done nothing. Actually, it's down over the last year. Down. We were up over 2,000 an ounce. It can't seem to get much above 1,800 at all. Nothing. And we got war breaking out all over. The Soviets massing on the border. So that good old gold, that stabilizing thing that you could just count on when there's trouble in the world, what do? You just buy gold. Nothing. Nothing. Energy prices rise. Nothing. Joe dissolves, runs away from Afghanistan. Inexplicably, just like, we're going to do this thing no matter what. No matter what, we're going to show weakness around the world. We are going to show what a failure the United States is. Can't be trusted anywhere. Watch what happens to energy prices in the Middle East, especially since I promise to make sure that Iran can build a nuclear bomb. That's my promise. We're going right back to where we were. Like, that's going to go good with Israel, the UAE. This is great. Stability in the Middle East, energy prices. Nothing in gold. Nothing. I mean, have you noticed this? It's like, yeah, we need to buy gold because inflation's coming. Inflation has been here. All of this stuff is obvious. And gold has gone nowhere. Interesting. I think it's interesting. So when you say, well, here's what you classically do. Have you noticed that? Suddenly now the tune doesn't talk about buying gold. So classically, you know, you buy TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected. Great. Because they're like yielding negative with the hope that inflation goes higher because it's like they've been bid up to the moon in prices. That's how markets react. We expect inflation, so let's find something. So the babble is because everybody has to have an idea, right? You can't say, well, I don't really know what to do in inflation. I mean, because the market isn't reacting the way it always did, right? You can't say that. You have to make something up. Pretend you know. And so you just like babble. You go, tips. We're allocating to tips right now. Okay. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for some commentator to go, okay, so you're buying things at a negative return to hope that someday with higher inflation you're actually going to make money. Aren't these things so popular that they're selling at ridiculous price levels? But this is what you're buying.
We're adding a little bit over here.
Instead, it would just be nice to for people to balance. I don't know. Markets aren't acting normal. Is that because the Federal Reserve is so heavily involved in interest rates? Maybe. I don't know. Is it because we're coming out of a pandemic? We don't have to go and shut down again? Is it because we have the weirdest administration in the entire universe now? They don't know what they're doing. I mean, we've got communist people running for the head of the banking regulators. Like, who does this? You can't even make this up. I mean, years ago, you would be laughed out of Washington, D.C. And now, like, the press going, ooh, yeah, we really think that this former communist person would be great in charge of this. They don't even hide it anymore. Is that why? I don't know. I don't know. Is it just because people kind of woke up one day and went, why am I lugging around gold? Like, that has some kind of ability to handle all of the current world problems. Maybe technology's changed that viewpoint. I don't really know. And I think that's the fairest assessment. We don't really know why gold doesn't work anymore, but it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It isn't working. I'm not saying it won't work somewhere down there. I don't know. This is the hardest thing, I guess, for people to say. I don't know. So weird. But it's kind of like, wow, I just felt the weight of the world just kind of fall off my shoulders because I don't know. So what does this have to do with me and you figuring out our portfolios? That Dave Petzo doesn't know what to do with about gold with inflation. Everything. When it comes to finance, everybody's been wrong for 20 years that I talked to, 30 years sometimes on this radio program. I don't mean everybody, but lots of people. It's like, we're going to have inflation. And then we don't. And what do they do? We cling to, we're going to have inflation. I'm so angry. I hate Obama. And they get so mad about stuff that they can't just stop and go, something's changed. Something's really different. This isn't a simple thing. And this is something I go back to John Templeton, who was an amazing, brilliant man, humble, true humility in somebody that beat the S&P 500 for 30 years. 30 years by 5 percentage points in his mutual fund. 5 percentage points. It's unbelievable. Always said, amongst a zillion other, just focus on one or two things and think about it, dwell on it, meditate on it. Brilliant things in investing. Man was brilliant and super humble. He always said that it's the most dangerous words in investing were, it's different this time. And he also said, this is so wonderful, it's always different. And that tension between the two is where we live. See, trees don't grow in the sky. And you can't just expect the market to go up, 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 up every day. And as soon as everybody is just, you know, running naked in the streets and so happy and all that stuff, right? It's 1999 again, and then we are dead. Because the only thing you have to do is buy air.com, and the world is wonderful, and it turns out it's not. All you have to do is buy the Reddit stocks. What are those? Timeout. Sidebar. That's buying AMC. It's buying that dumb stuff on your phone, right? Oh, my gosh. My buddies just said I could make $1 zillion putting $10 on AMC or GameStop or whatever it is. Know nothing about them. Don't just track it. It's okay. It's all good. Social media can't go wrong. Boom. That's what we mean by the most dangerous. It's different this time, right? So you're following something, you think it'll never change. And you get too far out ahead, right? And you just over your skis, boom, you're dead, right? On the other hand, we can't cling so much to what worked in the past under these circumstances. Like nothing changes. Like there aren't billions of different people in the world than there were 10 years ago. They're different. They think different. Technology has affected that, right? News flow, the democratization of everything. Oh, I'm losing my freedom. Stop. Now you're just putting this barrier to thinking up. Yes, some of our freedoms are gone. They are. Fight for those. But what I'm talking about is the democratization of information. Everything. People go to their doctor's offices armed with information. Sometimes misinformation, that's a problem. That's why we have doctors. But they kind of sort of know what the procedure is going to be, what to expect. They're not just sitting in the dark. I don't know what to do.
and they pick up the phone to call and talk to somebody. If there's not, instant, bam, we know what's going on. We know what's going on, quotes, in the markets. Too much information ruins people's long-term perspective. That's why I have a job, because people can't get this thing. It's the simplest thing in the world. Put a few bucks away, let it grow over the years, boom, you're rich. No, I think I need to change this around. What about inflation? What about this? What about the Reddit trade? I'm going to get rich overnight. We just dissolve this whole easy thing into how can I be stupid today and ruin the easiest thing in the world? Let me think. Let me go check my social media for stupidity. And then off we go. And this goes on and on and everything, right? But the democratization is that information is available. What we do with it is the trick. That's what's the trick. Can we handle that information? So everything's changed. And the best we can do with that is to always say, I don't know. It's different. Something's different out there. And it is different. And then we go out, and because it's all new and shiny and it's gone up a lot, and it's good for the social media to talk about, right? Because there's like these unknown geeky people in basements somewhere that are billionaires on Bitcoin. Huh? Well, that would be a good thing, isn't that? That's an inflationary hedge. I read about that on the... No, it's not. Well, it's a good new asset class. No. It's going to be a global currency. Okay. I think you need to talk to the Treasury about that first, but they don't seem to be doing that. It's not to say we won't have Bitcoin, that it might not be worth $1 million. I don't know. How about, I don't know. It's different. So we have different things, but we can't cling to this idea that we know exactly what's going to happen. So we try in that environment to say, does it make sense to own bonds? Right, in an inflationary environment. Sure. Okay. You know, we don't have to own bonds because we're guaranteed to go at 1.4% closed on Friday. So 1.4% for 10 years. Okay, I don't have to know the future. I don't have to be arrogant about this and know what's going to happen. I'm just going to say 1.4% guaranteed for 10 years has never, let alone right now, beaten inflation. So I guarantee to lose money over the next 10 years. Whew, man, that's a great investment decision. It's not one I want to make. Cash is worse. It yields zero. Another asset class. I wonder what could possibly work, right? So we get a roll around and go, stocks might be okay. I don't know, but hey, don't they hate higher inflation? Sure, read all about it on the internet. Hyperinflation in the 70s, a problem. It's a problem for everything. Well, what about gold? Wasn't then, seems to be now. Sorry. Don't know. It's not good. Doesn't work. It's interesting to me. I got to take a break. I'm way over. I want to keep going, but I can't. But that's all right. We'll have time in the next hour, plenty of time to talk about this. But we have got to attack this whole inflation idea with some humility. We've got to. All right. It's 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzelFinancial.net. We'll be right back after this break. Hello. Welcome and thank you. And first of all, Merry Christmas. I don't want to forget to say that. My goodness gracious, we're closing in on it, aren't we? And closing in on the end of 2021. An odd time for all of us, right? It's so super odd, right? Everything's distorted and weird. And I think it throws us too. So, hey, we're distorted and weird because the pandemic... Government has decided to take over your life, and they have, right? Everything from mandates for face masks and vaxes and all these things, right? To just throw money at the problem, sell the future for our kids and grandkids, because we have to. Don't wreck a crisis. All this is going on. We're going to talk about inflation. We're going to talk about 2022. All of those things coming up in the next hour. Our phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzelFinancial.net. So stay tuned. We're going to talk some more about this inflation and how we need to be humble thinking about 22. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And once again, Merry Christmas. As always, these are my opinions and my opinions only. And we don't know what the future is going to be. Good enough. If I mention something, doesn't mean it should go in your portfolio. I hope it doesn't mean that. If we talk about, like we're going to, inflation and how it affects us and how we have to carry humility into the coming year and all the predictions I'm going to make, you know? Because, as I say, everybody's got a prediction to make, okay? And that's basically what I think of Wall Street, by the way, and their predictions. And we'll talk more about that, okay? I'm not just here to beat up on Wall Street. But first of all, I wanted to say this, too. Because it's really, as interest rates are very much in the news, we've been busy helping people do refinances. And I don't often talk about our sponsors, and I appreciate them very, very much. And a couple things have come up recently to really, in my world, to say, wow. So we just referred somebody over to the lending organization and Bryce and his group. By the way, their phone number is 961-0888. And literally 26 minutes later, they had detailed email of what to do and what their costs were going to be and that the loan rate was under 3%. And I just don't understand in a world that has inflation running at 6 how you can get 3. But the response time compared to the waiting 45 days and lower rates and people, I just can't believe it. So I just wanted to say I'm really glad to have them on the program to be sponsors, and just wanted to point that out because it was amazing. And HH has literally, HH and Associates are my accountant, and their organization lately has been amazing. I mean, just getting answers to us, but also being out on the cutting edge. This isn't applicable for everyone. A lot of people just have a short form to file, and that's fine. But for more complex situations, I love the way they think, because most accountants, honestly, I don't mean to throw them all in a bucket, and I don't mean to throw the lid on it, and this is what accountants do, but there aren't very many that are proactive. They're reactive. End of year, give me your stuff, I'll give you taxes, and here's the bill. You know what I mean? We want people to work through. And literally over the past 2 months, they've been like, can you look into this? We need to look in this for our clients, for you, and possibly can you find us a way to? I mean, really a neat thing. And I'm serious. And it's something personally that I'm doing. And it really comes to light when you have those good partners around you. I wanted to mention that. We're very serious about it. And I just don't talk enough about how good these partners are. So thank you for sponsoring the show over this past year. And thank you for being our partners at Petso Financial. All right. Back to this. This is an inflationary time. I get it. And we're all confused because this hasn't been around for a long time. A long time. So what's going to happen? We all have to have the humility, as I said, because we can make predictions of 2022. And you know, in the past I have. But you know what's different for my predictions? Honestly, I mean this. Because I know nobody else that does this. A few. I just thought of one. Sorry. Few that do this. We write them down. We write them down and check them. Jennifer does this every year. Jennifer Stone, person that runs the office for us. Jennifer writes them down because I'd write them down. These are my 5 or 10 predictions for the year. Some weird, some political, most all financial, mostly wrong. Well, they're not mostly wrong. We do pretty well. But lots of things you get wrong. Okay? Because the future is not knowable. And the only way I can help, I can say this is not, see, we're right all the time. No, we're not right all the time. And the reason we write it down is not to say to people, look how right we are. It's really to show us how wrong we are. To continue to say, look, what if we had bet everything on this, right? On this outcome. Why do you diversify? Why don't you just make big bets? Because sometimes you go wrong. That's why. And also, let me also phrase it this way. You don't have to make a big bet. Darn it. You don't. Stop doing that. You don't have to go on Reddit and pretend you know anything. You don't know anything. Quit playing games with your future. Stop it. I mean, literally stop it. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of your talent. And it's a waste of your money. Oh, well, I heard it. I don't care who you heard about. That's what the internet, social media garbage is about, is to make you feel like you're not quite as handsome. You're not quite as beautiful. You need a bigger chest if you're never going to get a man. You need a bigger this, better that, da-da-da. Your hair doesn't look good enough. And on top of that, you're not rich enough. And you're not doing your investments right. It just goes on and on. So people just feel like crap all the time. That's not where we need to be getting investment advice. Do you really think? Does it make any sense? But most people do. It's really weird to me. Where do you get your news? Oh, I get it off of Facebook. Oh, grand. Isn't that great? Yeah, Yahoo Finance. I tap into that. Oh, you mean the Joe Biden Build Back Broke plan that you promote and promote and promote and talk all about how great it is and the Nobel Prize winning people that think this is the most amazing thing since sliced bread. That unbiased information, perfect. Perfect. And this goes on and on through the media. We don't. We get misinformation all the time. So when we're coming down to this, this is a simple thing. We have an inflation world, and we have to admit we don't know what's going to happen. So as we approach this in 2022, what are we going to do? Are we going to go buy gold? I talked about that in the last hour. It isn't working. Why? I don't know. There you go. I don't know. But it's not working anymore. It doesn't work as a global geopolitical hedge like it used to. You know, it used to be when the Soviet Union would go, we're angry, or they go take over yet another country, right? And we'd see gold jump up. Happen all the time. Middle East, you know, so-and-so hates the other country. That, weird, because the Middle East usually gets along so well. But I remember at the end of end of time when gold was working, right? The end of that period, it always worked, right? It was just like one of those like nonsensical things. Egypt said Israel ought to be blown up. Oh, gold would soar. It's like, when did they not say that? But when it was said, gold would go up. So it doesn't work anymore for that. Right? Afghanistan, the Chinese with Taiwan, the Ukraine, Iran. Here, we need to give you some money and you go build a bond. That'll be really stable. Nothing. Nothing moves it. Gold is down from where it was a couple years ago. Inflation? What hedge? I don't know. It's not working. So let's talk about this. Not what works in inflation, because seems to me that that's shifted, right? So I want to kind of reverse the whole thought process of inflation. What doesn't work? Oh, well, let's think about that. Instead of what's going to do really good in inflation, how about we reverse it, because money is going to go somewhere. So let's think of the asset classes we can invest in, right? Now, we've already talked about Bitcoin. It's not even big enough. It's not a global currency. It's whatever. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? But for me, I'm not throwing darts at something that doesn't have any characteristic that I would think would be an inflationary hedge. And certainly hasn't to date. Okay? So it's out. Gold, we just talked about. Not that it's a big asset class, but, you know, it's a classic one. Okay? So what about cash? All right, well, we already know it earns zero and inflation's 6%. Maybe it's 7, maybe it's 8, maybe it's going to 10. I don't know. But let's just think of this as an asset class I ought to own so I only lose 6% a year. For how long are you going to do that? I would say, can we just at least agree? Let's put that in the category that doesn't work. Okay? Let's just say we could put it there for fear. It's our fear thing. I'm scared, so I want to lose money every year. Fear guarantee loss. Okay? Now, can you at least say, I don't think the pension funds, the endowments that manage trillions and trillions of dollars, that's probably part of their plan is to go before the boards of those companies saying, you know, we're scared to death right now, so we're going to go ahead and lose 6 to 10% this year. That's our plan. And then we'll not be afraid somewhere down the road, and so we'll get back in and we'll make it all up. So hire us. Can we at least agree that they're not going to do that? Now, if you want to do that and your plan long term is to lose money every year, you're entitled to do that because it is your money. But the vast majority of money out there won't be managed that way. Will it? Okay, so we're going to buy treasury bonds because it's safe. Safest asset class in the world. And they're yielding 1.4%. 10-year treasury. Now, we have that. That's locked up for 10 years, ladies and gentlemen. It won't change. Isn't that awesome? So we're getting 1.4. If we think we're going to predict inflation's going to come down to only say it's historic 3% sometime in 2025. So we're going to go ahead and lose 5% or so for the first 3 or 4 years. And then we're only going to lose 1.5 for the next 6 or 7 years. How's that for a plan? I'm not saying interest rates are going to skyrocket. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying that won't work. So cash won't work. And there are tens of trillions of dollars earning zero around the world or negative interest rates. Tens of trillions, not billions. I didn't say that wrong. Trillions. It's already an overdone asset class. Bonds are traded in the trillions of dollars every day. Is it fair to say that won't work? Okay? I mean, because I don't know how to approach this except to say that won't work. Gold hasn't worked. Cash won't work. Bonds won't work. What else? Stocks. How have they done historically? Again, we have to say things are broken. So we can all believe that this time is different or we're back to 70s-style inflation. It's going to run away. It's hyperinflation. It's what our brains do. We do it all the time. Fear overrides. It does. Does it all the time. It's a natural overreaction of all human beings is to assume when you walk out in the dark and you hear a noise, it's a saber-toothed tiger. I hear the saber-toothed tiger too, okay? Or the boogeyman, whatever that boogeyman looks like to you. We all have that. It's not exactly rational because the dark doesn't mean that suddenly all the bad people have descended upon you and your house. But we hear it. And it's frightening. We see it in our world around us financially. And we overreact. Okay? So other than fear and ramping up the inflation, how have stocks done? They've done okay. Do they like high inflation? No, they don't like high inflation. It's done okay. Do they have a chance? Now, back to this, what won't work? Well, they could work, okay? So I'm not making the argument that stocks are going to work, but we can't put them in the category of it won't work. It has worked in the past. As we look at it, corporations, which again, we like the market is this thing out here that's on the side. It's not made up of anything real, like corporations that make money can raise prices to reflect an inflationary environment. It's not that. It's this thing. And the fear mongers, right? They talk about it like it's a thing. You don't want to be investing in the Wall Street casino. You mean the greatest corporations in the world? I don't want to invest in that. I don't want to own Apple and Google and, you know, stuff like that. Oh, okay. Oh, you. I mean, if you phrase it that way, I might want to own that. So why don't we make up words to frighten you? Because the only way I can get you to buy this high commission product is to scare you. I mean, it's not any good. So I have to bring fear to the table. I've got to make stuff up. I got to call things that are like the greatest corporation. I got to make up a new name. The Wall Street Casino. Ooh. Now that makes me nervous. So when we look at stocks and we think about that and we look at the long-term nature of them, we've had inflation. They've done okay. And I don't know if they're going to do well going forward because we're going to carry into our thought process of 2022. I know. Go ahead. It starts with an H. Humility. We don't know. And that's the only healthy way to be, A, making predictions, B, living your life, on and on. And recognize how many times you're wrong. Not right. I'm going to write this down, my prediction, so I can show everybody how right I am. No, it's to prove to yourself how wrong you are. So you understand that going forward, you don't know the future in any way. So we're going to carry humility into it and say, look, I don't know what's going to happen in the stock market. I believe that the greatest corporations in the world, which is what the market is, are going to continue to make unbelievable profits in 22. They're at record highs for profitability now. Why would that change? What about inflation? No, that'll drive their profits up. So they might be able to keep up as we discount the dollars into the future. It might work. I don't know if it will, but I can't put that in the bucket of it won't work. What about real estate? Maybe. Do I want a single family home that has gone up by 50% and tax rates have gone through the roof? No, I don't. But what about, multifamily housing? What about some of these beaten down REITs that are out there that you can buy just like any other stock on the planet? What about some that are mixing in private with public and give you some liquidity to get in and out? That might work. I mean, historically, it's done okay with inflation. It can't keep up quite. But it doesn't, like, collapse. It actually grows a little bit, and you get some cash flow. And if we have moderate inflation, it might actually work pretty good. Well, what can go wrong? I mean, well, we can go back into a pandemic lockdown. Don't think it's going to happen. We'll talk about COVID later. All of those things are possibilities. But I sure can't, on real estate, publicly traded, not buying single-family homes, think that's a bad idea. I don't know how much more clear I could be about that. But there's some opportunities out there in my mind with real estate investments through markets, through the whole market function. Some of them trade publicly, da 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 da. You can call them stocks too. I do. But some don't operate like stocks. But I can't throw them out, okay? So little lower long-term returns in stocks have had, but in the inflation camp, they might work. I can't put them in the won't work category. I don't know how else to approach this because I don't know what's going to happen. So when people ask that question, and they do all the time, what works in an inflationary environment? My best bet, best way of thinking about it is, I know what won't work. Fear won't work. And that's what bonds and cash and gold and equity indexed annuities, which are fixed investments. Not all annuities, and some annuities are tied to the market. Now, I know in a couple hours we're going to talk about tying it to the market. They don't. They can't. Because you can't guarantee no loss if you're tied to the market. You can't do it. You get no upside. So when you're based on long-term interest rates that are near zero, which is what annuities, insurance companies, that's who backs annuities, annuities, insurance companies, on and on. Bonds, cash, everything's tied to that. You can't win. You can't win at zero interest. So I don't want to own that. It's a different time, and we're all trying to figure out how I can make $1 million when we don't know the future. The market, made up of the greatest corporations in the world, creative destruction at its best. You don't have a good idea, you're out of business. Let's go to the guy with a new one. That's the markets, always turning over, always highlighting the wonderful companies, the great innovation, all the stuff we enjoy. Do I have to predict inflation in 2022 to be a good investor? No. No, you don't. Mm-mm. There might be a time in high inflation if the market goes down by 20% in a regular, normal, certain to occur over and over again all the days of our lives, bear market. That you should have held cash and only lost 6% that year. But in something that goes up 10%, your entire life, in a world that is at zero and inflation is rising, I need to take that risk and own things that I might win with. Not, I'm afraid of a bigger loss, but so I'm willing to lose X, 6%, 10%. I want to lose 6 or 10 a year. That won't work. And people have done that for years now and missed out. And you'll see the same thing. But the market's too high. I said, well, we'll give Google, but it's already. And Apple's near $3 trillion of valuation. You know what? Everybody say Apple's near $1 trillion. That just shows you how big a bubble we're in. At $2 trillion, see, that shows you how big a bubble we're in. At $3 trillion, see, that shows you how big a bubble. Does this sound old to you? Because it sounds repetitive, old, stupid to me. Make a better argument. Apple's slowing down. We don't think they're going to make very much money on the iPhones. There's a better alternative out there. Whatever it is. But to sit there and make up stuff that you've made up for the last 20 years about why something won't work, it's getting old, man. Really old. Really old. We are going to have corrections. We're having one now. It feels like it, doesn't it? Maybe we'll go down 10% on the NASDAQ. We could. We might. We should. At least once a year. Just clean things out. Get everybody all panicky. Make some bargains of it so we can throw some money in at those crazy greatest corporations of the world at bargain prices. Don't know what's going to happen. Don't know. Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. It's Dave at PetzoFinancial.net. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Dave at PetzoFinancial.net. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to jump right on the phones here. And Basil, go right ahead, please.
Good morning, Dave. You know, you had said that cash is one of those won't work things, but... you know, I also listen to, what's his name, Dave Ramsey. You know, a person should have a little bit of cash. He calls it emergency fund. Mm-hmm. I think of it like insurance, you know. Every year I lose money on car insurance, fire insurance, liability insurance, even what you call term life insurance. I do not cry when this money is gone. I know it just goes away, but, you know, it is protection. So, cash has a little bit, and then there's that what you call dry powder. Mm-hmm. So maybe if market goes, you know, way down, I pick up good deals. Mm-hmm. So there's something to be said for cash. It does go away, but it's like an insurance fund.
Yeah, and I don't disagree that you can have a little bit of cash. I think that's a fair point, okay? Just a little bit of cash around. No, number one, if you're retired, I don't know what emergencies are coming. Like, you're not going to lose your job. You already have, right? Those pension checks coming in are going to keep coming. So if you need more than $10,000 to buy a new refrigerator, you're not planning ahead. You don't like wake up one day and go, I need $50,000 for a new car. That's something you're planning for. You can pull aside, et cetera, right? So some of that, I think, is a little overdone because it's a good thing to have when you're young and you maybe have a cyclical job. It's dependent on the economy, and you know you need to make sure you've got some emergency funds. But when it comes to investing, what I'm talking about on this is not that you can't have a couple bucks around for some dry powder, okay? So let's just say you've got $1 million in an account. Am I going to be like, you're a moron for keeping $40,000 in cash because things are a little uncertain right now? We're near all-time highs, and maybe you would like to have a little bit of cash building up, right, at this time. And then all of a sudden you turn around and you go, oh, my goodness, can you believe it? I just found that I'm going to call them the Kathy Wood stocks, right? Okay. Because this ARK, you know, which is buying all of these new companies like Teladoc and Tesla, all of these companies that have, you know, little or no earnings, right? But they're everybody's using them, right? And Zoom, stuff like that, okay? So those stocks are now down, in some cases, 60, 70%. Now, let's not be selective. Let's just call the whole category down 40. Well, these are some of the fastest growing companies in the world. I missed the opportunity 5 years ago when they just took off and they went up threefold in 4 years. Guess what happened? They just pulled back a lot. So I have the opportunity to take some of that money and go. But as an asset class that I'm saying, what's going to work in 2022? That's really what I'm saying. Strategically, do I want to hold a lot of cash at zero interest rates in an inflationary environment? Of course not. That's what I'm evaluating. I'm not saying you can't have some dry powder. I think you should. It's always good because even in a bull market near all-time highs, right, we have categories of companies, great companies, that you can own substantially less, full-blown bear market type price retreats that you can own. And if you have no cash available, you can't. But also, one of the things to recognize at near all-time highs is I may be winning big on my energy companies, and I have an opportunity to, you know, take some profits and go over here. That's also what you ought to be thinking about throughout the year. But not to be a trader. That's not at all what I'm saying. I know you've listened to this program for a while, so I know you're not thinking, wow, he's turned into a trader. I'm just saying that, you know, you look at this year to year, and as we head into 22, I think it's fair to say there's this battle going on as to how bad inflation's going to get. And the market's quite upset about it right now. They're not upset about Omicron. They're not. You know, hopefully I said that right. Omicron. It's Omicron, right? It's just, but I think that's how you say it, but I don't have a, you know, I don't have a Greek degree, so I'm not sure that's how you say it. But we all know what I'm talking about. Is it going to come back? Is it going to be big? I don't think so. I don't think that's why the market's upset. We have had the best news with this, and we'll talk more about it later, that we could ever have when it comes to coronavirus. So to me, the market's upset about inflation. It's upset about Joe. It is upset about Joe. We don't talk about this, but the idea of having communists running the banking system is beyond my comprehension. And it is a very serious problem. One of the big things that Trump did was decrease regulation, and it worked in the economy way before the tax cuts did. And now we're amping it up and putting people that literally hate our system in charge of our system. That is frightening, and they don't have to do anything legislatively to do that. So those are things to keep our eyes on, and I think that's what Wall Street's worried about and rightfully worried about. So I'm not saying it's wrong. I just think it's rightful that they are. It's not Omicron.
I learned it as Omicron, but I hear it pronounced differently now on media. Mm-hmm. But then again, they could not pronounce the name of the Korean town, which hosted Winter Olympics a while back. But, you know, when it comes to the Greek alphabet, they left out two letters that they are not using to describe virus. One of them is nu. And, you know, N-U, and that is very good because we keep talking about a new variant. Is it different from old variant? No, it's a letter in Greek alphabet. But there is another letter next to new that they left out, X-I, because guess what name is of
President Xi. Yeah.
It would be very good to use that letter. But they
it certainly it would. It would be the most appropriate variant. Of course, it ought to be the most deadly variant, not the not named after Omicron, which appears to be the end of coronavirus as we know it. Appears to be. We'll see.
Yeah, guess what comes after Omicron in Greek alphabet?
I don't know.
Pi.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have Merry Christmas to all of you there, and I enjoy your program. Thank you.
Thank you, Basil. Great call. Thank you. Bye-bye. And our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Again, is there anything wrong with having some cash? No, not at all. It's okay. And then we can put it in when things get a little bit funky out there. And they do get funky once in a while. And then you can pick up some bargains. But as an asset class, it's a loser in 22. Okay? Our number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hey, Les, hang on. We've got to take a break here for Fox News. We'll be right back. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. All right, so just to touch on 22 before we run to the phones here. You know, as we go into 2022, everybody is going to be making their predictions. And I get that. It's what we do. It's like there's this weird thing. This is the end of the year. The end of the year as we define it, right? It could be March to March, and it's the same relevant 12-month period. It could be July to July, but it's not. We measure it right here, right now. This is the defining thing. So the market has done unbelievably well. It really has. Coming through the pandemic, we had a quick down, ripped higher, all-time highs, as the market always does. And I repeat that because it's like we just go, yeah, it always does. It always goes to all-time highs. The only losses that you've ever occurred in the market are because you sold out of the market. I'm not saying you couldn't have bought a stupid company or that they were managed wrong, that they lied about their finances. You did everything right, but it went wrong. That's why you diversify. I hope that's why you diversify. Don't own it all in one. But the market, the whole basket of the greatest corporations in the world, ever-changing. Some work, some don't. Some are amazing. Has been amazing. Through inflation, through multiple 50% price reductions, through wars, through recessions, one stupid politician after the other. I mean, isn't it inconceivable that Congress is this stupid? I mean, really, seriously, I can't believe the low IQ and the policy decisions of Congress and the Senate when they have all of that information in front of them of what works and what doesn't work. Every resource to know what's going on in the world is in front of them. But to them, it's just a political reelect thing. Has nothing to do with what's right with America or for America. In spite of all that, corporations figure out how to come up with things like the iPhone, how to do a search for anything in the world in less than a second, and put it in the fingertips of every person. That's amazing. And we take that all for granted, and we create this weirdness about the whole thing. People are going to have to make their predictions in 2022. And they do. And so they pull out their numbers and they pull out their charts and they all sound alike. And it's always something like high single digits is what we expect the market to do this year. I just want to barf. I mean, seriously, the idea that that has some kind of relevance out there is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. They sound like each other. And the market almost never does, anything near 10%. It's up 20% this year after a little bit of a pullback. It was up 25% last year in the middle of a pandemic. Not 8% or 7% or 10%. That's what it does in the long run, but it's never that. And so as they babble about this as we enter the end of this year, just know they're all wrong. It's going to be way worse or way better. And don't listen to them. These are the same people that told you there's going to be a massive correction 3 months ago as we marched to all-time highs. Let's go to the phones. Les, thank you for holding. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Dave?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you touched earlier in your program on gold. That's a big thing in my family. Could you talk a little bit about 2022? You didn't say much about it. I didn't hear anyway. your prediction of what you think about my, like my dear, dear friend holding on to quite a bit of gold, thinking it's going to go to 2,800 an ounce. What's your thoughts?
Oh, it's really the same. Same as I was saying, and it's not a big prediction, right? I'm not going to say I think that the Dow will finish at 42,380. You know, like I'm a Wall Street, you know, because I have to make up a number. And it is made up. They're all made up because we're going to arbitrarily stop on December 31st, right? And so the people's year-end predictions are all wrong, and maybe they're right on January 23rd, okay, or June 23rd, right? It's this weird thing, like you have to have this prediction for this exact date. But what I did say earlier, and I stick to, gold hasn't been working.
Right, you said that.
It's not working, too. And their inflation is right in our face. When will it work? If everything that historically has worked for gold is in play right now, low interest rates. Why are low interest rates important to gold? Okay, because here's why. Yeah, I know people don't think about this, okay, on their own finances, but it's not a complicated thing. It's called carrying cost. And what that means is I sit on gold and it does nothing. Absolutely nothing. Let's suppose I could earn 7% relatively safely, not that much, on my portfolio. Okay? Not expecting a lot out of it, not even historic stock market returns. Okay? 7. Then I will double my money every 10 years. Gold will give me 0. When interest rates are higher, then it costs even more to hold gold because it does nothing. The only thing I can hope for in gold is that the world is a really crappy place, that people start shooting each other, and then maybe the whole financial system will dissolve, and my bunker, my weapons, and my gold might have some value. That's what I hope for with gold. Because today it's not acting as an inflationary hedge. We have inflation in our face. It's not working now, Les. I don't know what makes it work. That's really my point. I'm just looking around going, I don't know. I'm going to carry into 22 humility, the word of the day. I'm going to carry into 22 humility to not know what's going to happen. I'm not going to tell you gold is going to go to $2,800 an ounce because some bonehead on the internet told me so. Because guess what? Your friend doesn't have any idea, hasn't done any calculations based on anything in the whole wide world, except read some bonehead that's trying to sell them gold that is going to go to 2,800 or 3,000 or 3,100. Or do I hear 4,000? Do I hear 4,400? How about it? Winner in the front row. Okay, it's like these guys are just crazy to try to outbid each other and then somehow be right. But based on what are we owning gold? Fear.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell him. He's so afraid the banks are going to collapse and the bank holiday back when his dad was a kid, so he thinks gold is the answer, and I'm trying to tell him to get the hell out of it because, like you said, it hasn't done anything for what, a year or longer?
Right, and I think years. It was at $800 an ounce when I started in the industry in 1980. 800. The Dow was at 800. The Dow's at 35,000 nominally, and that doesn't include dividends, by the way. 35,000. Gold is at 1,800.
Woo. So, Dave, here's my question to him, and that's what he asked me, too. He said, well, if you don't, he says he can't do stocks, and he's not going to do whatever. If he doesn't do gold, and he has some of it, what the hell should he do with it?
Real estate.
Real estate.
It's the only thing I could, I mean, how can you do bonds in a 1.4% world? That's the point. We're looking around going, what do I do? Okay? Well, I don't like real estate. I don't like stock. Then just don't like them. I don't know what to tell you. People do this all the time. I actually heard Hannity say this a couple times. I don't like the market. Okay, I ignore what works, and I just say things that don't make any sense because I don't like it. So I don't like stuff. Well, I don't like things either, but it doesn't mean I can stop and go, hey, I don't know about this, so tell me about this. I want to learn about this. Merry Christmas, everybody. I got to go, but here's the deal. Recently, an investment we are going to do was not good 2 years ago. We got to be open, humble, change our minds. That's what we got to do. Merry Christmas. Have a great day.